Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
I was reading about John Mayall and Eric Clapton. Oh, the list is endless of the people he influenced, yeah. Wasn't it?
Well, influenced who played with him in his bands through the years, the Blues Breakers, Mick Taylor, Mick Fleetwood, Eric Clapton, as you said, Peter Green. The list goes on and on and on. One of the most influential rock and jazz and blues musicians, mostly of the 60s and 70s, but he was performing and playing well into his 80s, late 80s. He died the other day. It's called the Godfather of British Blues. Take a little listen to the great John Mayall. Very, very, very cool. His family did not release a cause of death, but they did issue a statement saying health issues that forced John to end his epic touring career have finally led to peace for one of the world's greatest road warriors. Really sad irony of this is he is going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this coming October. He just missed being able to see it for himself.
He was, what, 90?
90 years old. Yep.
I've heard, and we've all heard about Celine Dion's health issues, but now they say she might be performing at the Olympics at the opening ceremony.
It sure is sounding like it's going to happen. The French president, Macron, greeted her and said that it would be great if she was going to be part of the opening ceremony. He stopped short of saying that it was definitely going to happen. But she is in Paris. She's been spotted several times in Paris right now. Hmm. And all the rumors are is that she's going to perform one song in the opening ceremonies and will be paid $2 million to perform that one song during the opening ceremony. She was diagnosed with stiff person syndrome, which limits her physical capabilities and limits her vocal range also. In addition, you know, muscularly not being able to move like she would be able to want to. She also can't exercise her vocal muscles as she would want to sing songs like she did before. So I don't know how, right now it's just a rumor. It has not been confirmed. They're trying to keep this a big secret. The other big secret is that Lady Gaga is in Paris right now. What a coincidence. Everyone just happens to be in Paris right now, getting ready. The opening ceremonies are going to be Friday night. Soon we'll watch them, and we'll find out who is and who isn't going to be part of that ceremony.
There will be a big audience Friday night for sure. And we're hearing a lot of Beyonce's freedom lately. Did she give the okay for Vice President Harris to use this?
Yeah, that's so funny. Because usually the way that it's been the past, 5-7 years something, politicians just decide to use artists' music. We've talked about this several times of how people use the music without permission, and then they get a big cease and desist order, and then they go to some other piece of music, and they get another cease and desist order. This is a case where Beyonce did approve of Kamala Harris using her song Freedom for her campaign appearances. So this is, approved by the artists. She's been using it as her walk-up music. I didn't even know there was such a thing as walk-up music, but I just know I got to get me some of that.
Oh, yeah, everybody has one.
I do a lot of walking. I would love to have some music while I'm walking. So, that's the deal. Beyonce has not officially endorsed anybody yet for president. 4 years ago, she did support President Biden and Kamala Harris, though. And so we'll see what's going to happen. The campaign fund continues.
Yes, it does. We have a celebrity lawsuit to talk about this morning. Well, tell us, Dean, what's happening.
It's actually several lawsuits, all centered around one celebrity, Chris Brown. It seems to be a trouble magnet. There's always something going on, but he and members of his entourage now are being sued for $50 million. Four guys are claiming that Chris Brown and several others attacked them after a concert that took place this past Friday night in Texas. The plaintiffs here say that they were invited to come to the VIP area after the show, and they did. And they waited for Chris Brown, and he showed up. And then the lawsuit alleges that Brown ordered his entourage to beat these guys up. The plaintiffs say they all needed medical treatment. They were punched, stomped, and hit with chairs. Neither Brown nor any of the entourage, the co-defendants, have had any comment about it all.
Sounds like an episode of the old Jerry Springer show there.
Right.
Let's find out what's coming to our TV stream.
Yeah, much more pleasant. We start off, a lot of you will remember the old 1980s movie Time Bandits with, who's in it, Sean Connery, and it was star-studded. They have remade Time Bandits now into a new Apple TV Plus series. It follows a team of thieves stealing ancient artifacts. Lisa Kudrow is the big name behind this. This time, Jermaine Clement is in it. Director Taika Waititi, that is streaming now on Apple TV Plus. Also this week, we've got a new Netflix series called The Decameron that follows around a group of medieval royals who are holed up in a royal compound during the Black Plague. It's kind of a comedy. That one will start tomorrow. For new reality shows, music superstars audition designers to outfit their upcoming musical tours. The series called Dress My Tour, that is streaming now on Hulu. And Chicago comedian Chris Redd, you know him from SNL, is helping fans bring their busted old vehicles back to life. This sounds like Victory Auto Records. Maybe should there have been a Victory Auto Records reality show?
Well, there's still time, Dean.
I don't know if there is. I think they're pretty much all closed up. But boy, what a missed opportunity. We could have Victory Auto Records. That old car, you know, could be worth money.
That'd be the name of the show
on Netflix. Oh, that would have been great. Anyway, Chris Redd has taken the idea. God bless him for it. It's called Resurrected Rides. It's streaming now on Netflix. New documentaries this week. If you're a baseball fan, Charlie Hustle and the Matter of Pete Rose takes a deep dive into the Pete Rose situation, the all-time hits leader who was banned for life for betting on baseball. That one is on Netflix right now. Also on Netflix, there's one that's called Dirty Pop, which is an expose about the guy who created the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. And finally, a behind-the-scenes look at Cirque du Soleil on this new documentary, Cirque du Soleil Without a Net, which is really about Cirque du Soleil trying to move forward after the pandemic. All theatrical shows, especially these big super shows like Cirque du Soleil, were affected greatly when the pandemic hit and nobody was going to see anything. Cirque du Soleil Without a Net starts tomorrow, and that will be on Amazon Prime.
I finally got around to watching the documentary. There are four parts to it. Live to 100 Secrets of the Blue Zones.
Oh, yeah.
This is something everybody needs to see. It's incredible, the stories of these people around the world who live the longest, healthiest lives and what they're doing.
Have you changed your life as a result of that? Have you modified things that you do?
No, I just feel worse when I'm eating junk food now. Oh. Well, I hope you're cooking something healthy on TV today.
Yeah, I think it's fairly healthy. We're doing chicken fajitas. You know, the big trend right now in outdoor cooking is all on the flat top. It's on griddles. Whether you get a big cast iron grill, you know, plate and put it on your conventional grill, or what people are doing are buying these Blackstone grills, flat tops. Weber's got one that's called the Slate, and everybody's cooking a flat top outside. So we got us a brand new flat top here, and I'm going to be doing these chicken fajitas. It's very, very easy, although I got to say, I mean, I like the idea. I like that people are outside cooking. If I was going to cook on a flat top, I would just cook in a pan inside the house.
Yeah, why not, right?
People love them because they can do smash burgers on them.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a big deal. It is a little bit messy when you do it in the house, so being able to do it on a grill which is made for that, and then you just scrape off the grease, and it all goes into a drip pan that is easily removable. I guess that's the big plus side of this. You know what? I'm still so upset that I missed the Victory Auto Records reality show.
You can't get that out of your mind.
I don't know if I can. Honestly, I don't
know
if I can.
That old car is worth money.
Yeah, the reality show.
By the way, the Live to 100 Secrets of the Blue Zones is on Netflix, so grab a bowl of kale and watch that. Have a nice one, Dean. Thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.